The Easter Island Puzzle. Interview. Welcome, Dr. Sanchez. You've spent many years studying the history of a tiny island with a mysterious past. Tell us more.
Yes, Easter Island is certainly tiny. It's just 64 square miles, the size of Washington, D.C. Today it's part of Chile and about 2,000 people live there. But long ago, an ancient, mysterious culture existed on the island. They built truly astonishing statues and left behind writings impossible to decode.
Tell me about those statues.
There are nearly 900 of these incredible statues, most of which are now lying on their sides. They must have been very dramatic, as some stand 40 feet high and weigh 80 tons. We believe that people created them to honor their ancestors, perhaps including them in some kind of ritual. Clearly, making the statues was hard work, not some leisure activity. We know the statues were carved from volcanic stone on one part of the island, then moved elsewhere. We believe these people used sled-like log structures to transport the statues. They must have cut down many trees for that purpose. We've tried to duplicate the process of moving the statues ourselves. It was very difficult. We may never know the ancients' motive for moving them, but we do know that by 1722, when the Dutch explorer Jacob Roggeveen arrived, there were very few people left, little food, and no trees.
I suppose this bald island and its huge statues must have been a bizarre sight.
It was. One premise among scientists is that the ancients cut down all their trees in order to move their statues. They didn't even leave enough wood to make fishing boats. Other experts implicate rats in this mystery. Their theory makes reference to animal habits. Rats, they say, would have thrived on a deserted island. They would have eaten any remaining seeds that could have been used to grow crops. Unfortunately, we'll never know for certain.
Amazing. Thank you for taking the time to discuss the mysteries of Easter Island.